This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Alexander Pappas is probably a name you're more familiar with through Hillsong's youth music movement. Alexander Pappas is a name you're probably more familiar with through Hillsong's youth movement, Young and Free. But now, Alex is releasing his own solo work alongside what he does with Young and Free, with his debut EP, Idaho, coming out October 8. I had a chat with Alex about the project and how it was a long time coming.
Like you said, I've been a part of Young and Free for a number of years and was so happy and content doing that, and felt the call of God on my life with that, and was so thrilled. And then I was in this prayer meeting probably 5 years ago with a number of other worship leaders and things like that. And one of the worship leaders, he said, "What is one dream that you have that you're not doing right now?" And truly to that point, I was so content with where I was. And I just felt like a gentle nudge from the Spirit sort of call me to do this project. And I thought to myself, okay, Holy Spirit, well, I won't do anything Christian as well, because I don't want it to get, I don't want to get in the way. I don't want to get in the way of what I'm doing as Young and Free. And I felt a very sarcastic voice of the Lord say, oh, because that's how I invented light, because light could get in the way of light. And I said, point taken, Spirit. And so from there, it was a matter of timing, really. Like, and I was really excited about this thing that was birthing within me, but it was kind of a waiting game. It was like, well, it's coming, but it's not now. And so fast forward five years later to here we are now, there's so many things that I'm just so grateful for timing, for one. Even like 2 years ago, I was trying to make this happen like right before COVID, and like, praise God, it didn't. Praise God that there were some things that stopped it from, you know, taking off the ground. And so this project, Idaho, it's a project of like kind of my personal experiences. But so the title track, I grew up in a state called Idaho, and that's where I got saved as a 15-year-old. And there's a lyric in the song that's kind of potentially the best lyric I've ever written in my whole life. And I'm excited for everyone to hear it, but it just says, it was right in that place when the rubber hit the road that you brought Damascus here to Idaho. And I know the listeners who listen to this most are not from Idaho, but I think it's going to be, I think these songs are reflective of a journey that we all sort of walk. And I couldn't have told these stories, I think, any sooner than I have now. And so I'm so grateful to God that it's come about now, and I am really excited about these songs, and I really do hope they help demystify what it looks like to be a Christian. I think so many people, myself included, you find all these, that you feel like there's all these rules, and how could I ever live up to it? But the story of grace is that you don't have to, is that it's covered.
And the first single probably would have been a very different thing if you hadn't have released this now, because it's called KO or Knockout. It's all about being beaten down in life but always being able to get back up again. And I love, people need to watch the video if they haven't already, because you have this character who's essentially in the ring of life and constantly being knocked about, but you come back up again. And as I understand it, I mean, that was your experience. That was your feeling going through 2020 particularly.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I actually wrote that song at the beginning of 2020, because 2019 for me was also a little bit of a knock around year, where I was engaged to be married, and luckily she stuck around and we are married now. It's all good. It's all good. But no, I there were some problems with my visa that I actually spent the whole year away from home, basically. Yeah. Away from here, away from her, away from my life and my friends. And there were so many things that year. And it was funny that we wrote that song, and I had literally just been telling the co-writers of that song, like, man, I feel like I've been just knocked out so many times this last year, and I'm beginning to question if I'm meant to do this and stuff. So that song specifically sort of revived my excitement for this project. And I suppose with that, as 2020 unfolded, it was sort of, it only affirmed to me that this was like the first song that needed to come out the gate, because while I wrote that from that place, I know people will have felt that for 2020 and 2021 and personally for me at the time as well, I appreciated that a chorus didn't tell me like, and then God showed up and everything was golden and daisies, but a little bit more like, I think I'm going to be okay. And it's just a little bit like, and it's okay to me in the faith walk as a Christian that today I don't need to tell myself everything's fine. But it's just that it's that first step that matters, because if you can only see the big picture, then it's so hard to take that first step.
Why do you think it's so important to break down that idea people can have of the Christian walk, that we have to think everything's just fine, everything's great, everything's going to work together? Why do you think it's important to show that sometimes you do struggle or you do feel like you're not sure if things are going to work out?
I mean, I think there are unbelievable churches in the world, and I think there are unbelievably well-intended churches in the world, and I put it like this, like as a young leader myself, I think I've probably contributed to the mystery as a leader in what it looks like to be a Christian, you know, like it's so easy to go like, oh well, let's put rules, let's put this, and oh, you need to be doing this and you need to be doing that, and oh, like if you want to, I'm a creative pastor, if you want to be doing this, like if you want to be playing guitar, you've got to do this, and I had the best of intentions, but perhaps I wasn't leading from a place of a revelation of grace to actually grace and truth, because we're so easy at leading in truth. And I think the grace part is comes from operating in the Spirit, comes from operating, actually understanding how does the Spirit see the situation? What is the grace that would be entitled or considered in a moment like this? And so I think it's contributed to people, myself included at times, just this absolute sense of unworthiness. And while that's absolutely true, we all are unworthy, He makes us worthy. Mm. And so songs that can help people come to that revelation in place, or hopefully as well, truly I hope it means people come back. People who have left, these songs might help people come back to that place.
Mm. Is the creative process of bringing these stories to life ones that are totally... while you've mentioned you have other songwriters on them, they're in a sense creatively kind of owned by you. This is you as an artist. This is you telling your stories. Is it different writing these kind of songs than what you're doing when you're part of another creative group, whether it's from a church, whether it's with Young and Free or that side of what you do?
Yeah, it is. And I think as well, like I said before, like I think I didn't really figure out how to do it. I don't think I figured out how to unlock it until recently as well. Like I'd been low-key trying to write for it for a while, but it's a little bit of like just bearing your soul. At the same time, you know, one thing I generally say when I'm writing this, I'm like, but these songs aren't meant to be exclusively my story. Like, because I want them to, because if it's just a story, then it'll be my story. Then it'll be like, oh, wow, cool, Pap. Like, great story. Great life for you. Catch you later. But, you know, I tell any other writer, I'm like, so there's a song on the EP called Memories, which I'm really excited about. And it's all about, like, for me, and I'm sure lots of people can relate to this, but I look so nostalgically at the past and I look so fondly at the future that I often forget to be living in the now. And I think that there's some biblical principle there of being able to live in the moment with what God has put in your hand at that very time. And so I had just been thinking about that, and I approached two other writers to write a song, and I was like, I'm kind of thinking I want to write something about this because I personally am not good at this. But what unpacked is like that song, the story, it might sound like it's my story because I'm singing it, but it's the collective experience of what it means to live in that moment. I think we've just sort of figured out how to be a little bit more, relatable.
Yeah, connecting around some of that universal stuff. And as you have mentioned too, this has been a dream, something that you've kind of been thinking about for a few years now, even tinkering on, getting ready for release. When you've got something that is a dream, a part of your life that is kind of unrealized, and then you've got to wait for the moment for it to really take off, how do you know when your dream is ready? Or how do you know you sort of how to deal with the times where it doesn't feel like it is actually going to happen?
Well, yeah, like I said, there was one point where like I think for no other reason than my self-doubt and a little bit of fear was sort of taking myself out. But like ultimately what it's come down to is covering it in a lot of prayer and trusting because ultimately, like, if we wait around, I think we can all relate, if we wait around for the heavens to open for the answer to the next step, we'll be waiting a little while. And so in as much as there is a prayerful waiting and trusting God in it, there also is a moment to leap. And I think even in the last, like, kind of 6 months in the preparation of this release and little things, like, it's so little, but, like, I really go, I'm like, man, God showed up. Like, so we filmed these music videos that you've mentioned before. We filmed 3 videos on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And yeah, bit off, maybe more than we could chew, but we got it done. And then 2 days later, we went into 1 week snap lockdown.
Yeah,
and
wow.
As all our listeners know, that it has not been 1 week. And it's the little things to me that I just go, like, man, God, I'm just so grateful that you covered that. To me, that solidifies and kind of steals my conviction.
Yeah.
That I'm like, yeah, the time is right.
Gives you trust in the process for sure. But while you've got a lot of intention in this project, you also have so much fun with it. When you look at the characters that you bring to the stories, yes, in the videos, but also Chad on your Instagram. We just need to talk about Chad, his accent, his hat, the creation of Chad. What is going on there? Who are these personalities?
Okay. Well, I like low key, this is true. Like, I, like, when I was in high school, like, my dream was be a musician, and that was the greater dream. But, like, option two was, like, sketch comedy. I was like, that would be like, this is a true story. I had my own improv, like, whose line is it anyway? Like, improv team with my best friends. And the thing is, I actually have a DVD of it. I would never play it because I think the cringe would actually kill me. I think it might.
Yeah.
But I actually, it's so stupid, but I actually love it. And you know what? It's maybe some true colors are really showing. But, Chad, he might be making more appearances. He might not. Maybe the world is better off if he doesn't. But He's here for now. He's helping.
Yeah. No, we need more Chad. We need more Pappas. It's all going to be great. People definitely have to check out your EP. It's called Idaho, out October 8. Alex, thank you so much for joining us and chatting with me about it.
Thank you. It's so fun.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.